Okay, I think we are about the 70s and now, and I'm thinking, recommending the youngsters today, those who are in their late teens or twenties, study the 60s and 70s, not some romantic hippie happy flower power AI generated crap or hippie romantics. But actually, I mean, youngsters back then, the way or age you are now, were quite, I mean, to a quite large percentage and to a quite large degree, engaged and aware of what's going on in the world. There's this alternative movement here in Sweden, and we're hanging out together in parties. We often sat around tables discussing politics, philosophy, all kinds of things. And of course, it always tends to slide into the big questions of life. Is there any meaning to it? Sometimes the later it goes at night, that's where you land. Oh, life is just meaningless. Someone sits there crying. No, says another one. So, I mean, there's this film, the Swedish film, Tillsammans, Together, which kind of tries to show a little bit that was then, but I would say, seems like those people were not really there in the 70s. It might have interviewed somewhere. But what I mean is, that if we look today, now, we oldies, it seems different. And even my sons, who are now 20, they say so too, when they look back at the 70s. Music, so flat and stereotype, soulless. And people seem to not have any idea what's going on in the world. They play their games, they watch their screens, or whatever it says there. Trump is good, Trump is bad, Putin good, Putin bad. Yeah, that's the way it is. And you know, the best propaganda is the one where you look at a message often presented in colors and with imagery that makes it look very convincing from a source. A person you respect or the big Swedish television, yes, they're always objective and fair and true. Then it sinks in easier, because if you start, give yourself time and attention to question, check facts and so on, it takes a longer time. For some people, they just prefer to accept the authorities, so to speak. And what was I talking about? Yeah, people nowadays, it seems it's more about that. You know, some, the ones who convinced my father and mother through television and newspapers and whatever that the Vietnam War was just good and yes, for the best of everyone, keeping this goddamn commie gooks away. is saving the world. And, well, we know more for real what happened there. It was also pretty embarrassing for that huge empire, who actually had to declare defeat against the cooks, the little rice field workers, with their simple weapons. But ingenuity and incredible will, I would say their chi, their life force, was so strong, which is what happens when you get invaded. So yeah, I mean, then we youngsters, so many of us, saw that this is wrong. This is American imperialism, US imperialism, down with it. But now it seems like everyone is okay with that. They even call themselves the empire now. Who even objects? But I think, and I kind of predict, it looks a little like that, and it should happen like that, that the youngsters today start to wake up like we did in the late 60s, or even before some of the hippies. Because the world is a little similar now. And there was the Vietnam War, now is the Ukraine War, not so different. Same empire involved against the other empire. And they even seem to think that there are these commies which can finish them off. Such ignorance. And I guess one could rather say such sleepiness, dullness, and very good work of the propaganda ministry